This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you keep finding them, man. Great seeing you. Awesome covering you today. And congratulations. You're off to a great start, like
always.
Thank
you. Hey, you look good, man. You look really good.
You do too, baby.
I appreciate it. Go Bills. Thank you for the trophy.
Love you, man. Great seeing you.
We'll see
you.
I missed the trophy part of that. What was the?
I have no idea what the trophy is.
No idea what the trophy is. A little on TV bromance there with Tom Brady and Josh Allen.
I didn't see the. I didn't hear the broadcast. I heard Brady was like a fan of Josh Allen.
Yeah, I would say that came across. there were a few things that I just sort of nobody out there is bothered by it because it was all complimentary to the Bills. But I brought this up on postgame yesterday. Maybe I'm trying too hard. I don't know. I feel like Brady was overextending the level of compliment to Sean McDermott. Yeah, how hard it's one of the toughest defenses. Like I don't feel like he saw the real Bills. Like the Bills that Tom Brady played, aside from that one game in Tampa, I mean, it was McDermott's team in 17 and 18 and 19 when he was still in New England, but it just wasn't quite the same thing. I don't know, man. It's because it's Brady, okay? It just annoyed me. Just trying too hard to be super nice to a fan base that I think, you know, he assumes hates his guts. So, you know, I don't know. They can work on you in different ways. And I don't know, maybe he doesn't care at all. But that's the way I perceived it. Talking about Ed Oliver, this came up on postgame yesterday. Like, oh, I'm just so glad I'm way up here and I don't have to deal with this. You played him one time, maybe. Like, it's not like you're talking about a guy that you saw across from you for multiple seasons, twice a year or anything. I thought it was just a little weird. But, you know, fine. I don't hate him doing the games. I'll give him that. But I thought he'd be better at it than he is. I think he's all right. He's fine. I anticipated him being so good at it that it would annoy me. Because objectively, I wouldn't want to like him doing it. And I don't think it's my personal feelings about it that are in the way. I think he's just kind of all right. He's not to me offering up anything above and beyond any sort of newfound angles or wisdom or anything really. So, you know, I don't know. First time on a Bills game, so maybe everybody's got a thought on that too. I don't know. I'm certainly open to hearing it if you have an opinion about it. But I did not. I saw a video of this exchange he had with Josh. But I had not heard any of the audio, so there was some of that for you, Brady and Allen, after yesterday's win in Seattle. Good to have you with us here. I'm the Bulldog. Mike is out sick today. 803-0550 is the number, and we'll fire it right back up on the phones. Ali is up next. Hi, thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
Just got a call, first-time caller here, WGR, listening to you via Odyssey, WGR 560. The Odyssey here, driving back to Seattle, to Sacramento, Folsom, where I live. Every time the Bills come to, you know, West Coast, I have to see them. I have to represent. So my takeaway yesterday, again, just like last year in LA against the Chargers, meeting Pinteron, so many Bills fans, Bills Mafia, just the humbleness, the likeness of them, the bond that you make, connections with new people, you know, traveling from Buffalo or across other East Coast parts, you know, traveling to West Coast, seeing them, meeting them, talking to them, enjoying the game together. It's a blast.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm experiencing the last 34 years. So just know you have somebody in the West Coast here all the way in Sacramento that is a diehard Bills fan and always we'll be listening to WGR, and I'll see you guys in LA December 8th. Go Bills.
All right, man. Thank you, Ali. I love hearing that. Because I think, it's part of the reason I'm sort of a big picture guy today, right? Like this is great. It's great. They're absolutely a contender. They look really good to me. Their offense, I think, is getting better as they go, which it makes sense. They just added Amari Cooper. It was his second game. Keon Coleman played his eighth game of his NFL career yesterday. I think he's getting better. And I just feel like they're starting to get a feel for who can do what and what exactly they can really be on that side of the ball. But the fan experience, the number of fans that were there when the game ended, not to say to ignore them being there for the entire game, in a place like that, that has a reputation for home field advantage, the 12, the whole thing. I mean, Seattle's one of the toughest places you can go. And the fans showed up and showed out. I'll stop short of saying they took over the building. But to hear the quarterback of the home team in Seattle say, at times it felt like we were on the road. I mean, if you were there and you were a part of that, and even if you weren't, if you're just a Bills fan, you should puff your chest out a little bit today. That was an awesome job to get there and do that and make yourself heard and seen by the Bills. Like plenty of guys on that team, including the head coach, talked about and made special note and mention of the fans. And I just want to do the same thing. And for those of you who are there doing that, it's not to say you're not capable of critical thinking about the team, but like right now, do you want to be worried about Kansas City in January? Or do you just want to say, man, that was awesome. that was great. We went out there and just stomped Seattle 31-10. I mean, when this team is on and rolling, they are tough. 31-10, 47-10, 34-10, 31-10. That's four of their six wins. Yeah, I'll leave out the 35-10 when they lost to Baltimore, okay? I'm being a little selective. It just feels really good right now. It is all. And, it'll be a full week. We'll get ready for Miami. And tomorrow and Wednesday, attention will turn to them doing, what needs to be done here and how desperate is Miami. And, are the Bills going to be still up for it with the big lead they've got in the division? And all the stuff that we normally will invest our time and energy in. And I just wanted to say today, wave the flag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wave the flag. It was a great day. A great day for them out there. And, home game with Miami next Sunday. It all just feels real, real good right now. Matt is up next. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hey, good afternoon. Just calling because I heard you guys talking about Tom Brady as an announcer. Yes. As an announcer in general. And, I didn't know if you all caught this yesterday, and if you did, if you maybe saw it the way I did, but I thought maybe in a fun way he took a shot at us as Bills fans. I wish I could remember the exact context of the conversation. He did respond in the conversation and say, with a wink and a nod, I played the Bills roughly 33 times, and I just I'm pretty sure that he knows his record was 33-3 against us. So I mean, nobody else in my family caught that. Nobody else I was hanging out with noticed it. But it was one of those things where, like, I perked up. I was like, did he just say that?
I did not notice. I did not catch any numbers. You're suggesting he said how many times they played the Bills, but not how great his record was, right?
Right, but yeah, like in saying, like, passively, like, oh, I think I played them roughly 33 times. Right. Like, who knows how many times he won?
Right, yeah, probably right. Yeah. I did catch. Was that at the same time where he talked about, you know, coming in and seeing the fans with like images of him like hanging an effigy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was right around then too. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I didn't catch the numbers part of that, but yeah, he also. He also likes Josh Allen's booty, I guess, right? I mean, that came. I could have said that better. Mike is up next. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Hey, Chris. Happy Football Monday, bud.
Yeah, man.
I will tell you this. I hate TB12 more than anything. You know the Nate Clements hit that plays over and over? It's my screensaver on a video over and over and again. And to me, he's the most disingenuous person on the planet. Yes, the greatest quarterback ever to play. But I can't stand him. So I'll start with that. Second, your opening monologue hit exactly how I feel about the Bills. Everything you said is exactly how I feel. Now, my question to you, Chris, is that come playoff time, and I know this is tough for you, but how much confidence do you have in McDermott getting us over the edge? I'm not a hater of McDermott.
Uh-huh.
I used to love him, but I've become a doubter over the years, and I just want to get your pulse on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's not tough for me. I mean, I have no problem telling you how I feel about it. I feel probably, maybe, I don't know. You didn't say a lot, but maybe I feel kind of like you. Like, I definitely don't think I'm a hater, but I've definitely had my moments where I thought, like, okay, enough of this. I can't. This is not good. We're never going to get there. And that is, to me, that's a function of a moment where you're really upset after a game, and like that was me last year after the overtime loss in Philadelphia, and icing the kicker and wasting timeouts, and then, you know, kind of kneeling out the end of regulation. I was really hot. And in a moment like that, I think any one of us can feel like it's never going to happen. This guy, this coach, the timeouts, the whatevers, it's just never going to happen. And so I recognize that frustration because I feel it sometimes myself too. But I think what is right, at least what I've sort of leaned on, is that whatever we've experienced up to now does not have to be indicative of what's going to happen the next time. Now, if we get there and there's another smoking gun, so to speak, time management challenges, whatever it is, fourth down decisions, you know, those are like the Mount Rushmore of coach criticism, I think, at this point. Do I know that he's not going to step in it again? Of course I don't. But I also don't subscribe to it's never going to happen. Like, it's never going to happen to me is like the easiest place to stand for a sports fan of any team ever. Because you're almost always going to be right. There's 32 teams. They're not going to win. Well, you know, their odds aren't great to begin with. Even when they're the favorite, their odds aren't great. We said that a lot last year when they were looking great, right? Being the favorite means you got like a 8% chance of winning it. I mean, 8%. What bet do you ever place in your life where your chances of winning are 8%? You're like, all right, I feel great about this. I mean, you just can't. So it's not to say it's lazy because, again, it's born out of frustration and born out of even anger that you just can't seem to get over the hump. But I don't believe Sean McDermott houses some fundamental flaw that will keep him and them from ever getting it done. They haven't done it yet. He's not going to get to do it forever. So at some point they're going to have to. So have I answered? I mean, I don't. That wasn't tough. It's just, to me, it's a lot to unpack. But ultimately, I don't sit here in judgment of the Bills coach thinking they can't do it because of him. And, you know, having said that, I understand. I get that. I got there last year. I haven't gotten there yet. I mean, all they did was win until they didn't win anymore last year after that happened, by the way. And, you know, I think the team sort of there was more than just me being mad about the timeouts that happened in that week, if you remember. I mean, that was the week that the very lengthy Tyler Dunn story came out about the misguided is the word I'll choose here. Metaphor about the 9/11 terrorists, and like just there was a lot of stuff to unpack, and McDermott was under a lot of heat. And you know what his team did? They leaned into it and just won all the way to the wire. And I don't know, you shouldn't ignore that when you're thinking about him and his role and his place on this team. I don't think you should ignore how the team responded to him when he was under fire. And that's what he was last November, late November, early December. He was under fire. And they responded for him. Thank you for the call. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep is out sick today along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog. Eric Wood coming up at 4 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.